Ballerina loved to dance, 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 and they called her Ballerina.
Once there was a little girl who loved to dance more than anything in the whole world. Her name was Tina, and she lived in far-off France. Like other little girls all over the world, when Tina heard music, she would start to dance. She would stand on her toes, stretch out her arms gracefully, and begin to whirl round and round until her skirt made a merry whirling hoop around her. When the people of the village saw Tina, they would shout and sing, "Dance, La Petite Ballerina! Dance, little ballet dancer!"
Ballerina, little ballerina, ballerina, dancing on her toes. Ballerina, little ballerina, ballerina, round and round she goes. Dancing on her toes, round and round she goes. Pirouette, alouette, oh, alouette, gentle alouette, alouette, jette plumeray.
Now, Tina was a very pretty little girl, and she knew exactly what she wanted to be when she grew up. She would sit in the garden every day and think to herself,
"When I grow up, I want to be a lovely ballerina. Just wait and see, someday I'll be a famous ballerina."
One day, Tina went to her mother and asked,
"Mother, can I go to Paris for the spring festival? There'll be dancing and singing. I'd like that more than anything else in the world."
"You cannot go alone, my daughter. But if your older brother Jack will take you, then you may go."
Off ran Tina to tell her brother Jack the good news. She found him sleeping in the hayloft, and she woke him up by singing this little French song.
"Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonne les matines, ding dong ding, ding dong ding.
Are you sleeping, Brother John, morning bells are ringing, morning bells are ringing, ding dong ding."
The very next morning, Tina and her brother Jack set out for the spring festival in Paris. As they walked down the road, children from all the neighboring villages joined them.
"We're off to see Paris, La Belle Paris. There's lots of things to see in gay Paris. There'll be dancing everywhere. There'll be music in the air. We're off to see Paris, La Belle Paris."
It wasn't long before Tina and her brother Jack reached Paris. Oh, how gay and colorful everything was. The festival had already started. There were clowns, jugglers, and musicians roaming the streets. People were singing and laughing everywhere.
"Brother Jack, this is the most wonderful sight I have ever seen. Please take me to the ballet theater now. I can't wait to see all the beautiful ballerinas dancing on their toes."
When Tina and Jack reached the ballet theater, the orchestra was tuning up. Then everything became very quiet, and the music began.
"See the dance they do, all the little ballerinas. See the dance they do, round and around upon their toes."
Suddenly the music stopped, and a man walked out on the big stage.
"Attention, everyone! I wish to announce that the star ballerina cannot dance tonight, and so the ballet cannot continue."
Just then Tina jumped up from her seat and cried,
"Wait, wait, sir. I will dance in her place."
"You dance in the star ballerina's place? But you are such a little girl.
And then, before anyone could stop her, Tina ran onto the stage and began to dance.
Round and round and round she goes, dancing, dancing on her toes. Tina, the ballerina, the belle of Gay Paris. Twirling, twirling in a spin, whirling, whirling like the wind. Tina, the ballerina, the belle of Gay Paris.
Tina danced and danced till she could dance no more. The crowds cheered and shouted. They crowned her queen of the festival. From that day on, Tina, the little ballerina, was famous throughout the land.
Tina, the ballerina, the ballerina.